Hands down, one of the easiest ways to update the look of your living room is with throw pillows. Good throw pillows can make your room look more expensive and high-end, but bad throw pillows can actually cheapen the look of your whole room and room design. In this episode, I'll share how to choose throw pillows, what sizes to buy, and my favorite pillow insert from Amazon for a high-end look. So let's dive in and discover how you can easily elevate the look of your room with throw pillows. Welcome to Design Your Home, the podcast that helps you design and decorate your home with confidence. I'm your host, award-winning interior designer and real estate investor, Sally Soricelli, here to help you create timeless designs that'll make your home or investment property stand out. Thanks for listening. Well, hey there, and welcome to today's design conversation about pillows. It is time for a little pillow talk. And yes, this is worth a whole episode, because I've been seeing a lot of pillows that are an eyesore rather than an asset in homes and investment properties, and it's time to fix that. Recently, I've been talking to real estate investors over this past week, looking at their spaces and sharing some design tips, and there's one mistake that I keep seeing repeated, and that's with their throw pillows. So I want to make the case for upgrading throw pillows. Good throw pillows can make your room look more expensive and high-end, while bad throw pillows can actually make your whole room look, well, cheap and distract from the whole room design. So basically, pillows can easily help or hurt your room design. But the good news is that pillows are one of the easiest upgrades that you can make in your living room. So let's get started and get into some pillows do's and don'ts so your home or investment property looks its best. Before I get into how to choose good throw pillows for your home, let's quickly mention the parts of a throw pillow. Pillows have two parts. The first part is the pillow cover. That's what you see on the outside. And the second part is the pillow insert. That's what fills the pillow. And both parts are important to get a high-quality throw pillow that creates a high-end look in your home. Now that you know the parts of a pillow, let's talk about the pillow itself. And let's start from the inside out with the pillow insert. And I will be sharing my favorite pillow insert from Amazon in just a moment. But when it comes to pillow inserts, you have two choices. You have the down, feathers, or you have a polyfill. For me, I say no to down feathers and inserts. And the reasons why are one, the feathers poke out and they're actually scratchy and irritating. Two, feathers and down can make loud scratching noises when you lay on them. And three, the animal welfare. 80% of all down and feathers come from China, which does have questionable animal welfare standards. And while many feathers are plucked after the birds are killed, live plucking still happens. And that is when the feathers of the goose or the duck are plucked out while the animal is still alive. So for me, it's just not worth it for those three reasons to go with down or feather inserts. My personal preference is a high quality polyfill, and I stress high quality. A low end polyfill will actually feel kind of stiff and it won't have any give to it. It's kind of like a brick. But a high end polyfill, sometimes it's called angel hair or just a high quality polyfill, it feels much better because it has some give, which makes it feel softer to lean on or lay against. And the high quality polyfill actually looks better, and you can do that karate chop trick on your pillows and it works great. Now, a pro tip, and I want you to write this one down, is when you are buying a pillow insert to go inside your pillow cover, I want you to go 2 inches bigger in both directions. So if you have a 20 inch by a 20 inch pillow cover, you're actually going to use a 22 inch by 22 inch pillow insert. And you might be wondering why. Well, a larger insert will actually fill the pillow better, so you don't have those empty corners that don't have any stuffing inside, and it prevents the pillow from looking saggy or loose. Now, here is my favorite pillow insert company, and it is PillowFlex, and they're sold on Amazon. I use them in my own home, and they have dozens of size options, so you know you can easily find any size you need. I always get them really quickly in stock. They are comfortable to lay on, and I will link to that in the show notes. Now let's move on to choosing throw pillow fabrics. Now first, I want you to make sure you choose throw pillows in the color palette of your room or your home, so all the spaces talk to each other and have that color consistency. Next, I can't emphasize it enough. I want you to include pillows with texture, texture, and texture. You want to vary that texture and the feel of the fabrics of your throw pillows. Different pillow textures you might find are silks, wovens, linens, boucles, faux furs, chunky knits, leathers, and velvets. I personally lean towards wovens, knits, and boucles, and I prefer to mix it up. I don't go with silks and linen fabrics as much because they show water stains, drool marks, not to sound gross. And if this is your investment property, nobody wants to see those marks because they'll think the pillows look dirty. Then I want you to vary the patterns of your throw pillows. So you're going to have different texture, but there are also different patterns you can choose from. You can have a solid color, a small scale pattern, a large scale pattern, and then you have stripes, which can be wide or thin, horizontal or vertical. And you can also find plaids, and you could have small scale plaids or big scale plaids. So with patterns, you really have a lot of options. And essentially, I want you to mix it up. So you've got a lot of variety in there. It'll make your space feel more high-end and more layered and curated. Next, you might be wondering, well, how many throw pillows do I need on your sofa? Well, that will depend on your sofa size. Larger sofas can handle more pillows. If you have a smaller sofa or love seat, then you're going to go with 2 to 3 pillows. One in each corner gives you a symmetrical look. One in each quarter with a small lumbar or a rectangular pillow is a good option. Or you could do one in one corner and 2 in another corner for an asymmetrical look. If you have a larger sofa, think about shooting for 4 to 5 pillows. You could have 2 in each corner for a more symmetrical look, or you could do 2 in each corner with a lumbar pillow, either centered or closer to one of their corners, and that will give you a little more of an asymmetrical look. If you have a sectional, those work best with 5 to 7 throw pillows, 3 in that center corner, and then 1 to 2 pillows in each of the other ends. Again, it's going to depend on the size of your sectional. If you have a really big sectional, you might go even larger, which I have done in my clients' homes. So again, you want to make sure you're proportional to the scale. Larger sofas can hold more pillows. Smaller sofas hold fewer pillows. Next, you might be wondering, how big should your throw pillows be? And again, that will also depend on the size of your sofa. But I think in general, people go way too small on their sofa pillow sizes. I think a 20-inch is a good starting place, but it's okay to mix up the sizes of your throw pillows. Other common sizes are 18 inches, which I personally think are a little too small, and I prefer you to go with a 20-inch. But you can go as large as 22 inches, which is what I personally have in my home, as well as 24 inches, which I also have in my home. I like the bigger scale. It just elevates the look and gives a more high-end feel. But if you are layering your pillows and you have 2 in each corner, you could always have one larger one as the back pillow and a smaller one in the front, or you could have them be the same size, which I have in my own home. It's okay to mix it up, and it's okay if you don't. And then I do love to have a rectangular pillow thrown in there just for some variety, or more commonly now you're also finding spheres, which look like ball pillows, or like a flat circle pillow. The main point is to have a little variety in your sizes. Okay, now at the start of this episode, did you even think that there could be so much to talk about with throw pillows? But these small details pack a big punch, and I don't want you to overlook them. So let's do a quick recap about what we just talked about. First, we talked about the pillow parts, which is your pillow cover and your pillow insert. They are both important. And then we talked about pillow inserts, and your choices are either the down feather or the high quality polyfill. I prefer the high quality polyfill for comfort and animal welfare reasons. And again, remember to go 2 inches bigger than your pillow cover so you get that full look. We also talked about choosing throw pillow fabrics to mix up your different textures and to mix up your different patterns. And last, we talked about the different sizes to include. I always encourage you to go a little bit bigger for your pillows for a more luxurious, high-end look. All right, well, this takes us to the end of another episode, and here's what I want you to do next. If you haven't subscribed and left a review for this podcast, please do so because it helps this podcast reach more people just like you who want to update their homes or investment properties. And I'll put a link to subscribe and review in the show notes to make it super easy. Thanks again, and I'll catch you next week. Have an amazing day.